You're listening to SBS News.
All you gotta do is praise His holy name.
People sing at a crowded church in Auckland, and authorities now know that one of the people in the congregation has tested positive to coronavirus. The case is one of nine found on Wednesday, bringing New Zealand's national toll to 10 coronavirus infections. All but one of these cases linked back to the original case that plunged the nation into a snap lockdown on Tuesday. Exactly how coronavirus made it into New Zealand is still a mystery, but the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says scientific testing has linked the outbreak back to New South Wales.
The results that have come back from our case yesterday tell us two things. First, that we are dealing with the Delta variant. The second thing it tells us is that it has linked the current genome sequencing of cases in the New South Wales outbreak. Our case has originated in Australia. And now the job we have is to work through how and when it got here.
The Delta strain is spreading in New Zealand via workmates and Auckland flatmates. A teacher who worked on Monday was confirmed to have the Delta strain. Another positive case visited the casino. All the new cases are under 30, and most were not vaccinated because under New Zealand's rules, they were too young to be eligible for a vaccine. Just one of the infected people is vaccinated. That person was a health worker at the Auckland City Hospital and did four shifts while infectious.
Auckland Hospital overnight has immediately put in place their COVID protocols, as you can imagine. As a health workplace, they are well versed in what they need to do. They have, of course, isolating and testing those who worked or shared shifts with that health worker, and of course going through and identifying any other individuals and patients that need to be tested.
The Prime Minister has told New Zealanders that from Thursday, they must now wear masks when doing essential shopping and seeking healthcare. People on the streets are nervous.
I think the most of the country is gutted. You know, we've kept it out for so long and now it's back. So
I've got a wife that's undergoing chemo at the moment, so our household's pretty vulnerable.
The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says modelling shows cases are still likely to explode.
Depending on whether this is a second or third generation case, we could expect somewhere between already 50 and 120 cases. The key thing, of course, is finding those cases as quickly as possible. And the other thing is that we are looking for them in a situation of an alert level 4, where people are not moving around. It's very, very important that people restrict their movement, and if they have any symptoms or are a close contact, they isolate and get tested.
After 6 months without a COVID case in the community, New Zealanders hope the lockdown will give them the time needed to stop this Delta outbreak. Felicity Ogilvie, SBS News.